Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and it is a great day when just 4 hours from now, it's actually less than 4 hours, the candidates for president by the Republican Party, the leading candidates for president, with one exception, the exception, of course, is Donald Trump, who has decided to skip the occasion, the other eight, big eight, if you will, are going to be making their way onto the stage in Milwaukee at the Pfizer Arena. David Drucker joins us from Milwaukee. He is there at the scene of the debates. David, first of all, were you there for the run-through they had? And did Governor Burgum, who injured himself last night playing basketball, did he make it through the run-through?
I wasn't there, Michael, for the run-through, but I saw a clip of Governor Burgum saying that he was going to participate tonight, that he would make it through standing, and he doesn't anticipate a problem.
Okay, good. And no crutches necessary, but again, this just one of those things. You can imagine how much he has been emphasizing getting enough contributors to his campaign to actually qualify for the debates. There will be a live audience, right?
There will be a live audience, that's correct.
And how are the people chosen? Because, again, one of the things that's happened in past debates is sometimes they seem to be slanted to one side or another. Was each candidate given the same allotment of tickets for this audience?
Michael, I'm not completely sure how the process works. But my understanding from covering these debates over the years is that candidates are allotted generally an equal number of tickets, and then there are tickets just allotted by the RNC for people involved with the party. And, of course, as you know, the hosts will admonish everybody to avoid booing or clapping so that they can focus on the candidates and have more time, and the audience will proceed to ignore them completely and do whatever they want. So I expect a pretty raucous audience one way or the other, because that's just the way these things have always played out.
The question would be, is there any way, do they, given the fact that Trump is not going to be there, were there a certain number of tickets that were reserved for Trump supporters?
Well, I think that's a very good question. I would assume without Trump here, people that would be a part of the Trump entourage will not be here. There was a controversy earlier in the week where the other campaigns said, hey, listen, Trump's pulled out of this thing, so why did his surrogates get to come into the spin room along with our people and have something to say about this? And I believe no further credentials were granted, but anything that was granted, I don't believe, was taken away. What I will tell you is here in Milwaukee yesterday and today, the Trump campaign has had senior advisors here talking to reporters. There have been Trump activists here making the former president's presence felt, mocking the other candidates. So really, the Trump campaign is here in every way but the candidate, and they're doing their best to cast this as a junior varsity event that is pretty meaningless.
Meanwhile, apparently the position that they're going to have on stage is with the two front runners of the people who are there, meaning Governor DeSantis and Mr. Ramaswamy, would be at the center facing each other. Is that also partially a reflection of the fact that the advice to Governor DeSantis that was posted on the website of the consulting firm that is running his campaign, the advice said that he should take the hammer to Ramaswamy and go after him as a prime target?
Well, the tradition of these debates, at least going back to 2016, is that the person polling the highest is center stage, and it builds out from there, right? So if you're polling in second, you're to one side. Polling in third, you're to the other side. I think this is where DeSantis missed an opportunity, which is, you know, one of the reasons Trump did not want to show up, is because he would have been center stage with Donald Trump. It would have been a really good opportunity for him to have a tete-a-tete with Trump, to prove his mettle against Trump, to show that he's got strength of leadership in the way Trump often is perceived by Republican voters, and he misses that opportunity. Now Ron DeSantis is next to a 38-year-old who's never run for anything before or been active in politics until he ran for president, at least as a candidate. And, you know, everything is about expectation, right? If Ramaswamy, if Trump hammers DeSantis, it may not be a good night for DeSantis, but everybody goes, well, of course it was Trump, and, you know, of course Trump hammered him. Ramaswamy hammers him, and all of a sudden people are going to say he couldn't even handle Ramaswamy. There are still plenty of opportunities for DeSantis, but these are the, you know, this is the sort of, I don't know if I want to say chess, but this is the checkers of the debate stage and who's there and who's not and how this unfolds that can lead to, you know, how people interpret the debate, how social media amplifies the debate, and therefore how it's interpreted culturally, politically, writ large by people that won't watch it and won't even read about it.
Okay, why I have been thinking about what the first question should be, could be, and in past debates, they've gotten a lot of traction out of asking a show of hands question. And the show of hands question that I would honestly like to see would be asking people on the debate stage, if Brett Baer or Martha McCallum would ask them, okay, how many of you, please show your hands, believe that the election of 2020 was stolen or rigged? And who do you think would raise hands?
Well, that's a really good question. We know Chris Christie would raise his hand. We know Asa Hutchinson would raise his hand. Do you think was or was not?
No, who do you think was? How many of you think was who agree with President Trump, who is, again, talking about the election being rigged?
I just wanted to make sure I understood how you were phrasing it so I gave you the proper answer. Look, I think this is the last thing most of these candidates want to deal with. I think this topic is something Chris Christie would love to address. Asa Hutchinson would love to address. I think for a lot of these candidates, they run kicking and screaming away from this topic. And it's a really odd thing, Michael, because a lot of them, whether it's Nikki Haley or Donald or Ron DeSantis, even Vivek Ramaswamy for that matter, they like to make the argument that they're more elected than Donald Trump. They like to make the argument that, you know, we shouldn't nominate Trump because we're going to have a hard time beating Joe Biden in 2024. Well, is that because he lost to Joe Biden in 2020? Well, I mean, I'm not saying he lost. You know, there were a lot of irregularities. And, you know, I mean, you know, it's really kind of – so what you're saying is Donald Trump beat Biden before, but he won't beat him this time. Do you see how convoluted this is? If you're going to make the electability argument, you have to be able to say the reason I'm more electable than Trump is he already ran against Biden, this old guy, and lost. But they won't do it. Now, maybe they'll surprise us, and this time they'll do it. Yeah, I'm raising my hand. The election wasn't rigged. The election wasn't stolen. The guy lost. That's why I'm making this argument. But I'll be surprised if they do it that distinctly, clearly, without hemming and hawing.
That's David Drucker. He's in Milwaukee at the site of the debate at the Fiserv Arena. David Drucker, the senior reporter for The Dispatch. His book is entitled In Trump's Shadow. And yes, all of the participants, Republican participants, are to some extent in Trump's shadow. And so what is Trump doing? He did something rather remarkable last night. And also called America a fascist country. Yes, the former president wants to be the new president, thinks we've gone fascist. We'll talk about that and more coming up on the Medved Show.
Your outlet for outrage.
It is outrageous what you are saying.
The Michael Medved Show.
This is outrageous.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
It's obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media are distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the real concerns of American families. Countries we're at odds with are hoarding food, financial systems are strained, and supply chains remain too fragile. We can tell something is coming, so we're preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. And while you're there, stock up on water filtration, heirloom seeds, and emergency gear, too, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
It's just been announced that the Tucker Carlson Donald Trump colloquy, the dialogue between those two great spokespeople, is going to be occurring at 8:55. They're going to put it out 5 minutes before the beginning of the Fox News debate. And, of course, neither the other candidates nor Fox News as an institution are thrilled about having counter-programming featuring President Trump. just because the idea has always been that it's one of the reasons they showed live broadcasts, Fox News did, and the other cable news networks as well, live broadcasts of Trump rallies, because people would watch them. And Trump hosted last night another fundraising event for what he considers to be a very worthy, necessary cause. This was at his Bedminster Golf Resort, which where President Trump has mostly been living recently. And this was a fundraising event supporting the January 6th rioters and their families. Trump, who repeated election denier conspiracy theories and had directed on January 6th his rally attendees toward the Capitol building. Remember, he said, "I was going to be marching there with you. We were going to be marching up patriotically and peacefully." He is facing charges for his plan to overturn the 2020 election results. Part of President Trump's speech, raising money for the January 6th rioters, sounded like this. Listen.
Because we're living in a fascist country. This is almost like a fascist. Yes. Yeah. I don't even think the word almost is a good word, but this is going to become a country like you and I have never seen before. This is not our country.
This is not our country. It's a fascist country. And the J6 event included art, which I'm looking at the images right now. We'll post them at our website at michaelmedved.com. One of them shows a picture of President Trump in front of the Capitol building, and he is carrying over his shoulder a gigantic cross, which is wrapped in an American flag, and you can see God's hands above Trump's determined face, basically blessing him. And the caption is, "Surely the righteous will never be shaken." Is it bad sportsmanship to point out in this lovely portrait that was for sale to raise money for the January 6th prisoners, the word righteous is spelled wrong? It just is, but they'll never be shaken. The other piece of art that they showed shows President Trump like 007. It's like a James Bond poster featuring Sean Connery holding up a gun, and it says 0047, because, of course, President Trump is angling to become the 47th president of the United States, not just the 45th president of the United States. There's a piece that is very interesting, which asks the same question that I was addressing before. I do think it would be very useful if Martha McCallum and Brett Baer asked for a show of hands, how many people up here really do believe that the election of 2020 was stolen or rigged? And I do suspect that some of the people who are trying to appeal to that Trump light designation, that reign, would probably say, yes, we think it was stolen and rigged. There's a piece that appeared at the Washington Post, and it includes six suggested questions for the GOP debate. They are different from my suggested question. They say, show of hands, who thinks Mike Pence did the right thing on January 6th? Well, Mike Pence would raise his hand. Chris Christie would raise his hand. Asa Hutchinson would raise his hand. I suspect that that you would find that Nikki Haley raised her hand. I don't know about Governor Bergen. We will see. A second question. What's your plan for addressing the fentanyl crisis? Be specific. Tough question to answer in the minute that's allotted to you. And then question three that they're suggesting at the Washington Post. What are the downsides of your fentanyl policy? Okay, to acknowledge that and to get to that, interesting and important. Tell me three steps you'd take on the economy. That's to see how organized people are and how effectively they can fit real substance into a one-minute jacket. Would you use government power to punish corporations for political positions? That's question five they're suggesting. Trump regularly attacked corporations that angered him, whether politically, financially, or personally. Pence has come out against using government power to punish corporations for political positions. Governor Ron DeSantis is famously in a legal and political war with Disney. Where do the candidates draw the line? And then finally, do you support a national ban on abortion? At what stage of pregnancy? I am sure they will receive a very direct question, which is a very important question. Do you believe that we should continue our policy of supplying aid, assistance, diplomatic, and other backing for Ukraine in its struggle against the brutal and illegal invasion by the Russian state? Speaking of the Russian state and one of the big defeats they had recently was they were sending a rocket to the moon to explore the lower half of the moon that is rumored to have water in it. The Russian rocket crashed. India succeeded. India becomes the fourth country ever to land a spacecraft on the moon. India's landed its Chandrayaan-3 spacecraft on the moon, becoming only the fourth nation ever to accomplish such a feat. Of course, U.S., Russia, and China beforehand. The Chandrayaan's landing site is also closer to the moon's south pole than any other spacecraft in history. Some enthusiastic response to that news and more coming up on the Medved Show.
I'm, of course, deeply honored to receive
the Michael Medved Show.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. The plane reportedly carrying Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the mercenary group that marched on Moscow in June, may have been shot down. That's the belief of Congressman James Comer.
We've seen a history and a pattern here with respect to Putin's enemies meeting untimely deaths.
Video online shows the trail of a missile and the plane crashing. Russian state media reports Prigozhin was killed. The number of people confirmed dead in Lahaina remains at 115, but the number of people considered missing is back to about 1,100. That's according to the FBI's official list, which fell to about 850 people earlier in the week. Donald Trump's campaign says the former president has already won tonight's Republican primary debate in Milwaukee, despite his plans to skip the event. Campaign advisor Chris Lacivita, in a statement, said the debate is going to be all about Trump and that the undercard event is more like an audition for candidates to be part of Trump's second term. John Schaefer, USA News.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Program. I listen to talk radio all day. You're definitely right up there, the cream of the crop.
This is the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, the Chandrayaan 3, which is this Indian spacecraft, and it's pretty amazing. The successful landing on the lunar surface, it was a soft landing, and the Chandrayaan 3's landing site is also closer to the moon's south pole than any other spacecraft in history has ventured. The south pole region is considered an area of key scientific and strategic interest for spacefaring nations, as scientists believe the region to be home to water ice deposits. The water frozen in shadowy craters could be converted into rocket fuel or even drinking water for future crewed missions. That's crewed, C-R-E-W-E-D, not C-R-U-D-E. That would be the Russian mission that blew up. The Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi, who is currently in South Africa for the BRICS summit, from which Russia, Putin couldn't come because he would have been arrested. No, that's true. There's an international warrant out for his arrest. The Prime Minister of India said, on this joyous occasion, I would like to address all the people of the world. India's successful moon mission is not just India's alone. This is a year in which the world is witnessing India's G20 presidency, our approach of one Earth, one family, one future is resonating across the globe. And yes, it's a good thing to see India, which is not China, which is a counterweight to China, which is not Russia. It is a counterweight to Russia. It is India, and it is the world's largest democracy. And they had a live broadcast from Mission Control for the Chandrayaan-3, which when they made their soft landing on the lunar surface, it sounded like this. This is clip 11.
The retargeting is going on, and this is a very good signature for the lander.
Currently, only two engines are now being fired, and we are nearly at zero velocity, vertical and horizontal. We were hovering, and now we are approaching the moon's surface. We can see the Honorable Prime Minister, Sri Narendra Modi ji, who is here to encourage us, and he is critically looking at the visuals.
जी हाँ, आप अपने स्क्रीन पे देख सकते हैं कि हम लैंडर मॉड्यूल.
People are applauding. Let us all wait to hear from the Secretary, Department of Space, and Chairman ISRO, Sri S. Somnath.
Okay, a little bit of that happiness can rub off on us, don't you think? I mean, it does sound inspiring, and it is inspiring, in fact. One of the pieces that has been written looking forward to the debates is Mark Thiessen, who was a former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush, longtime conservative. He writes generally for the Washington Post. He's writing a very insightful piece that is worth thinking about. It's sort of alternative history. That's the kind of history that they ask is, well, what if the South had won the Civil War? What if General McClellan had not received those three cigars wrapped up in General Order Number 181 that allowed him to win the Battle of Antietam? That kind of thing. Mark Thiessen writes, as Donald Trump appears in court to face his 91st felony charge since April, with a possible 700 years in prison, many Republicans correctly believe he is in the crosshairs of a deeply politicized justice system, one that has bent over backward to protect the Biden family while using novel legal theories to target the former president. But it is also clear that Trump bears much responsibility for his own predicament. To see why, consider five disastrous choices Trump made over the past 3 years, mistakes that have given his enemies the pretext to go after him in court while alienating swing voters and undermining his chances of winning back the presidency. Mistake number one. Imagine how different things would be today if, after exhausting his legal challenges to the 2020 election, Trump had presided over a smooth transition. Just imagine it. Even without conceding, he lost. Imagine if he invited Joe Biden to the White House, as Barack Obama had invited him, Trump, attended Biden's inauguration and left office graciously with a MacArthur-esque farewell address promising that he would return in 4 years' time. There would have been no Stop the Steal rally in Washington, no January 6, 2021, not at the Capitol, and no second impeachment. Mistake number two, instead of contesting certified election results accepted by Georgia's popular Republican governor, Brian Kemp, imagine Trump should have focused his attention on turning out his loyal base in Georgia to save the GOP majority in the U.S. Senate by winning the two runoff elections. He could have left office with a major political victory under his belt and momentum toward a 2024 run. Then there is a mistake number three. When it was discovered that he had taken highly classified materials to Mar-a-Lago, Trump could have cooperated and handed over the documents rather than reportedly ordering aides to hide documents and delete security footage. Mistake number four, instead of spending the past 3 years railing against the rigged election, a claim that 70% of Americans reject, according to all polls, Trump should have focused on Biden's failings in office. Trump should have contrasted Biden's disastrous policies with his Trump's many successes. And then there's mistake number five. Rather than saddling the GOP with midterm candidates whose main or only qualification was parroting his election denial, Trump could have backed electable candidates and used his 100 million plus war chest to help Republicans take back the Senate and win an overwhelming House majority in 2022, thus getting credit for propelling the GOP back into power on Capitol Hill. Instead, Trump spent the past 3 years relentlessly promoting election lies, putting revenge ahead of victory at the polls, costing his party Senate control, alienating swing voters who will decide the next presidential election, and diverting millions of dollars away from beating Democrats and toward his legal defense. So yes, Democrats are weaponizing the justice system against Trump. But Trump is clearly the author of his own mystery. In other words, and he concludes this way, if GOP voters really want to rally around Trump, the best way to do so is to choose another nominee, someone who can beat Biden, pardon Trump, and take on the administrative state. If Republicans nominate Trump, writes Mark Thiessen, he will likely lose and go to jail. The going to jail aspect of things, is it possible that after this entire thing, if Trump does become the nominee and loses, that President Biden, as an act of mercy and humanity, would provide him some kind of pardon? That's somewhat hard to imagine, isn't it? And would Trump even accept the pardon? Well, of course he would. Coming up, comments about the mayor of New York claiming the greatest humanitarian crisis in the city's history. Is that over those stray cats? No, it's something even worse. We'll get to it coming up on the MedVet Show. You know how the line to the song goes. It's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinary. Extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis.
everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Michael Medved Show, Mayor Eric Adams of New York, who was just in Israel. There was lavish publicity of him visiting the wall. And Eric Adams, as mayor of the nation's largest city and the city with the nation's largest Jewish population as well, Mayor Adams, very strong supporter of Israel. But he also just made comments about a new facility in New York City that will accommodate 3,000 migrants. And he said on CBS, this is the biggest humanitarian crisis New York City has ever seen. This is clip 14.
Mayor Eric Adams says it's expected to house up to 3,000 people.
Is this a sign of progress, or does this speak to the humanitarian crisis your city is facing?
This is not a sign of progress. This is a sign of a crisis, a greatest, I believe, humanitarian crisis the city has ever witnessed.
Okay, things were worse than New York. There were the draft riots where there were mass lynchings of people, and people were actually dying in the streets fighting each other. The draft riots in 1863 at the same time as the Battle of Gettysburg. And again, you can say it's a serious crisis, it's a serious challenge, but that kind of hyperbole that this is the greatest humanitarian crisis our city has ever seen, what about the tens of thousands, literally, of homeless people who are already there in New York and living, in many cases, on the streets. Speaking of which, there is a new controversy, and there had been rumblings of this. It's now intensified. Earlier this week, Netflix released the trailer for its anticipated biopic, biographical picture, Maestro, chronicling the life of legendary conductor and composer Leonard Bernstein. Leonard Bernstein is played by Bradley Cooper, an acclaimed actor and filmmaker who also directed the film and co-wrote it with Josh Singer, the film script. By Wednesday, social media was ablaze with accusations of anti-Semitism surrounding Cooper's portrayal. The U.S.-based nonprofit Stop Anti-Semitism, for example, was quick to criticize tweeting. Others proclaim this is Jew face. The suggestion is that the portrayal of Bernstein by Cooper as a non-Jew is akin to the deeply offensive practice of blackface, in which white actors once donned a dark makeup to caricature African Americans. And that brings us to our initial question, can a Jew be credibly portrayed by a non-Jew? This is also an issue because Helen Mirren is playing a very different kind of Jewish hero. She's also not Jewish. And like Bradley Cooper, there's a good deal of remaking going on to have her play Golda Meir. She doesn't look anything like Golda Meir. And Daniel Bernardi writes a piece for MSNBC.com. He says, to me, the answer is unambiguous. Absolutely, a Jew can portray a non-Jew. Drawing from my own experiences, if I were still in the acting profession, to limit myself to playing Italian and Puerto Rican roles, that would not only curtail my artistic freedom, it would also hinder my career prospects. The issue isn't the actor's ethnicity or race. The issue is the actor's performance in the context of a story. But Stop Anti-Semitism's otherwise heavy-handed point is still worth considering. The vile history of anti-Semitism is characterized by its grotesque caricature of Jews, notably the exaggerated imagery of the so-called happy merchant and its prominent hooked nose, the Nazis weaponized a stereotype, etc. This is one of those things where I have strong feelings about it. The interesting thing about Bradley Cooper that people don't know is he's Italian-American. And yes, Cooper is not an Italian name, but his mother's maiden name was Carmona, and I believe his mother was born in Italy, if not his mother, his grandmother on his mother's side. And the fact is that there's a long history of Italians playing Jews and Jews playing Italians. One of the most famous Italians in American movies was a Jewish guy who went by the name of Chico Marx, with an exaggerated Italian accent. And again, this whole idea, I remember as a child riding with my Aunt Irene, my grandmother's sister, to downtown Philadelphia on the subway, and invariably people would start speaking Italian to her. She didn't know any Italian. She looked Italian. And this idea that there is somehow something insulting, I have not seen this film yet, but watching the trailer, Bradley Cooper looked like Leonard Bernstein, and he did say Stein, not Steen. Bradley Cooper looked like Leonard Bernstein, and the film looked interesting. It was about the love story, complicated love, between Leonard Bernstein and his longtime wife, Felicia Montenegro. What I think is going to be most controversial about the film is how they handle the idea of Maestro Bernstein's bisexuality, because that that is going to be laden with controversy as well. I do look forward to the film, and I think the idea that Bradley Cooper's fake nose is a problem. Why Bradley Cooper's fake nose may not be the anti-Semitic scandal critics claim. It's not a scandal at all. And again, I look forward to the film. Meanwhile, there's another film that is just released last week on DVD and Blu-ray. And there may be a group of devoted fans who love the original Hotel Transylvania. This is now Hotel Transylvania Transformania. Listen.
Now it's time for MedVed's Entertainment Minute.
Dracula's goofball son-in-law, voiced by Andy Samberg, is about to undergo a major change in the latest installment from the Hotel Transylvania animated franchise. It's called Hotel Transylvania Transformania, now streaming on Amazon Prime.
Your dad never really thought of me as part of the family.
All because I'm not a monster.
So, you want to become a monster, huh?
These films started 10 years ago, offering okay animation, some witty writing, and the voice of Adam Sandler. Well, he's sorely missed this time, because the elaborate plot drags on and on, with most of the gags more successful in just filling up time rather than offering any amusement. Even if you've enjoyed checking into Hotel Transylvania in previous editions, this is a visit that's not really worth the investment. Rated PG for some gross preteen attempts at humor. Stars for Hotel Transylvania Transformania. And coming up tomorrow, obviously, we will be concentrating on the winners and the losers of the GOP debate in Milwaukee. And how do you rank President Trump in that? Because at one point or another, I'm going to have to catch up, and so will you, with President Trump's conversation with Tucker Carlson, which is being offered as counter-programming. Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire, who's been a very, very successful governor, is just retiring from that position. He says that Republicans need to narrow the field, that some of the people who clearly are not going to win the nomination or even contest it meaningfully need to drop out and work together. And why? It's to present a more viable victory alternative than Donald Trump. We'll be talking to Governor Chris Sununu of New Hampshire next time on The Medved Show. And we'll also be talking about some of the foreign policy issues that will come up in the debate, that undoubtedly by tomorrow will have already come up in the debate, a perspective on those issues by someone who knows foreign policy as well as anyone, the former national security aide to President Trump, John Bolton, who will be joining us on the show. And we'll also be speaking with A.B. Stoddard about whether it's true that Americans have a problem with voting too much. Do we have simply too many elections that exhaust the public and confuse the public of this greatest nation on God's green earth?
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At TCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutrifies the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads are responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.